The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. We pretty much just did an hour of Texans, didn't we?
Yeah.
That's not so good.
Oh, well.
People are into it, so we'll do it. Let me, because I want to follow up on what you said about, you know, not replacing those guys in the secondary. And I'm going to put a different spin on it. My complaint is not that they've let some of these guys go. I think they had some depth back there. They've had some guys they're developing. Cornerback, I feel pretty good about. You know, like I said, Kevin Johnson, you've invested money in those guys. I feel pretty good about who they're going to wind up with. And as far as the safeties go, they have a lot of faith that some of these characters they've been developing are going to develop into good players. And they've got, you know, whether it's K.J. Dillon, a guy like that, they think he can become a good player for him. And I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt on that because those are positions where they have found people cheap. And they've turned into nice players for him. So I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with not doing anything on the offensive line. Not even, you know, just a veteran guy who would upgrade your swing tackle. Because if you go in with Chris Clark as your starter again next year, you're going to struggle.
Yeah.
And if he's your swing tackle, fine. And I just don't think you can count on Derek Newton. So, you know, that's where I'm more irritated. I don't really care about Odey Aboushe, but I do care that they have not done anything to address that.
Yeah, it's not that Odey Aboushe is some kind of great player. When I saw the money that he was making, and again, he's just a guy, but he's a guy that's been in your system now and, you know, a guy that you know what he is. Why not throw that dude the $1 million he was asking for? I just didn't get it.
Yeah, and I don't know if any of this matters with O'Brien calling plays next year.
I mean, and that's what Lamont's saying, and I don't disagree. I mean, I do think this team is strapped to the point that they'll go as far as he takes them, I don't know how far he'll even be able to take Tony Romo. But that's why I do kind of like the idea of Tony Romo, because I feel like at least maybe that dude will fight through and do it on his own. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the – I think the fact that he'll improvise a little bit, it might work. That's the thing. It just might work. Boy, everybody wants to weigh in on this. Let's give people their shot. James, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, man. Sports to you guys.
Sports.
I just wanted to say it was so funny. I'm sorry, I had to call in because the last caller, and he tried to back y'all up into a corner talking about, like, what would Mr. Gau do? Would he focus on the anchor? And it's funny because, you know, he made a really cool analogy, and he really kind of nailed his own coffin. If you look at, like, really great shows, like, look at Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live was killer, and then it dropped. And I kind of think that the Houston Texans, maybe they never had that success, but they're kind of like in that rut that they were in until Ebersol got back into this and started revitalizing that show. Well, now, you know, some people say it's tapered off and stuff, which it probably has. But I think the Texans have the same problem, is that you if you're looking at producing talent, you don't have the producers to produce the talent that you currently have. So you can't go and say, well, we're just going to go and get a bunch of young hotshot rookies that are great, and we're going to develop them, because you don't have the producers on the team to develop those players. So you might as well get, you know, I mean, if you catch lightning in a bottle with Tony Romo, would you probably have a better chance at that than getting a rookie quarterback this year? Because that this draft class is not anywhere comparable to anything that has been in the past. So if you're going to go with Tony Romo, at least you have a chance for some talent to compensate for the loss or the lack of production in your actual team producers, like your coaches and, of course, your head coach. And I think that's probably where the problem lies with this team. But, I mean, you might as well get the talent. You might as well get the veteran talent there and see if they can take the team somewhere.
Did he just call Jong a bad
producer?
I think
that's what he was saying. Jong's a bad producer.
Yeah, that you're not developing the talent. And, yeah, shame bell for you, Jong. Now, I think the things they're strong at are developing guys in the secondary, so don't worry about that. I do wonder about quarterback. I'm kind of coming around on, you know, don't draft one this year. Unless it's Deshaun Watson sitting there. That's the only guy I would take. But I think those tackles, one of them is going to be there. There's three tackles that I think would improve this team. I think one of them is going to be there at 25.
I think there's plenty of tackles that would improve this team. I think there's plenty of guys you could take and say this is our right tackle of the future. I think there's probably three or four guys that you could take in the first round that, you know, could conceivably be your right tackle for 2017 and your left tackle for 2019.
Right.
That's obviously the ideal situation. But I do think even if you don't get, and I'm guessing you're talking Cam Robinson and Garrett Boyle's a kid from Utah.
Yeah.
And
the Wisconsin kid.
Oh, okay. Well,
I think one of those three will be available there.
I think so too. But even if you don't get one of those three, there's still offensive linemen in the second, third round that can help you. I feel like, you know, last year we talked about them needing a tackle, and when none of the great tackles in the first round fell to them, they just said, well, guess we're not getting a tackle. And I don't know that that's the right.
Yeah.
Especially this year, I don't know that's the right mindset.
Yeah, last year I didn't really like those guys a lot, but, you know, a couple of them turned out to be better than what the Texans had there. So MRK asked, what about drafting Jamal Adams in the first round? Good move or better prospects at position needs? I don't think there's any way Jamal Adams lasts to 25. Everything I've seen has him in the top 10. But they've never invested in that position in Romeo Crennel's defense, and I don't think they need to. And a couple other things. Drunk Bevo, 6'10", has told me many times Bob is a quarterback guru. If he can't do it, then nobody can.
That's true.
Get a quarterback in the seventh and let Bob work. Cody says the Browns should draft 8 quarterbacks next year. Yeah, if I were the Browns, I'd be doing the same theory. And then Josh asks, is Dak really that good? Didn't use much of the playbook, had incredible weapons around him, smoke and mirrors.
I don't think it's all smoke and mirrors, but I think Dak Prescott's – but again, I talked about this the other day. I think Dak Prescott's probably not going to be as great this year as he was a year ago.
But we'll find out. And a lot more people want to weigh in, so we'll give you your chance. So stick around through the break. And if you want to weigh in on any of this, 713-780-3776. And, hey, guys, have you been in an accident, car accident, slip and fall accident, something at work, 18-wheeler accident? You better dial Dave. Mestemaker and Straub will give you free legal advice. If you have a question about whether or not you even need a lawyer, just give them a call, 713-626-8900, and they'll tell you. And let me tell you, these guys are committed to your success. And if you've been injured, man, it can be difficult to focus on your medical treatment. Same time, you're dealing with insurance forms and questions. Well, guess what? The insurance company has a lawyer. You need a lawyer who will fight for you. And believe me, Dave will fight for you. He is a bulldog. He handles a lot of things for me, and I couldn't be happier with the results. And he will do the same thing for you. So if you've been in an accident, don't wait. Give him a call. Houston-based Mestemaker and Straub, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900, and let them put your mind at rest. They're my lawyers. They should be your lawyers. You can go to lawyerdave.com. Or better dial Dave right now,
713-626-8900. This is The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. The Romo hating texter. Y'all's imaginable faith in Romo is hilarious. You seriously just said Romo will break through when he has never broke out in the first place. Listen, guy, I know you don't like the guy. You're probably a Cowboy fan who either loves him or hates him. The reality is he'd be the best quarterback this franchise has ever had. And I don't think he'll stay healthy. I think he'll break in a game. But I think Tom Savage will too. So, you know, and do I think this is a better team with him on it? Absolutely. You're going to get better quarterback play.
And I don't think Tony Romo's better than what's here now or what's been here the last
I just,
3 years.
I can't really take you seriously anymore. I mean, now
Tony Romo's last full healthy season, he threw for 3,700 yards, 34 touchdowns, 9 interceptions.
Do you know how many times?
He was 70% completions.
How many times has anybody... Excuse me, I almost died there.
Had a 113.2 rating, 81.5 QBR.
How many quarterbacks in Texans history have thrown 34 touchdown passes in a season?
All right.
You got to go back to Matt Schaub's good year, and I don't think he threw that many.
I think he threw a lot of yards. I don't think he had 34 touchdowns.
Yeah, to 9 interceptions. And that's
2 years ago.
Yeah. And that's what you hope you're getting. Now, I don't know if you will.
I don't know that you will either.
But it's better, to gamble on that than this other stuff.
You know who I know is not going to throw 34 touchdowns? Tom Savage.
Yeah, Matt Schaub's best season, 29 touchdown passes. You've never had a quarterback in your
history. And how many picks did he throw that year?
15.
Okay.
So, yeah, he was never a big touchdown number guy.
No.
And even the year he threw for 4,700 yards, that was 29 touchdowns. So... for all year, he's never won anything crap. No one in the history of this franchise has done what he did 2 years ago. So I really can't take your argument seriously anymore. Let's try Derek. What's up, Derek?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Just want to talk to you guys a little bit about AJ Bouye and kind of my perspective. My perspective on it is just that the Texans, again, make another mistake, albeit Rick Smith or Bill O'Brien or whoever's calling the shots down there on Kirby, since there's this sort of shroud of mystery over there. It's just another event that we can look at about keeping older players around. Like, as much as I love, you know, with Cushing and JJ, you know, good organizations cut those players because they're at the end, especially with Brian Cushing. I know his cap hit would have saved us about $6 million this year, and JJ would have saved us around $7 million, which is easily enough to afford AJ Bouye on a one-year deal on a franchise tag, which would have been around $14 million. So we spend $2 million to see what he's got. Because the honest truth is that although we were deep in the secondary, JJ loses a step, which is coming. Father Time is undefeated, right? So JJ's going to lose a step. And then we're left with Kareem Jackson, who has problems covering high, you know, short, quick guys and deep threats. We know this to be true. And then that leaves us a question mark with Kevin Johnson. Like, I'm not 100% confident that he can cover the best receivers in the NFL. So this depth that we speak of is now lost, and it's now up to Rick Smith to try to come find some sort of replacement. But the ideal situation would be to sign Bouye and move Kareem Jackson to safety, where he's a sure tackler and he's better covering these bigger bodied receivers that, you know, when needed. Well, so I think that would be the optimal, you know, optimal situation.
I think the optimal situation is you've got two solid safeties and you can keep playing Kareem at nickel corner, because I think what we've seen more with this defense is that's sort of their base defense is having five defensive backs out there.
Yeah.
And Kareem being that inside guy, that seems to work the best for them. Now, and what that leaves is that leaves a hole at safety, which – maybe they can fill internally. They seem to think they can. And it leaves you with no real wiggle room with your two outside guys. And you're talking about Jonathan Joseph, who, like the caller mentioned, is inevitably going to lose a step at some point. He's lost steps since he's been here.
Right.
But he's eventually going to become he's not going to be a number one corner. And the other guy you're counting on just missed basically a full season with injury. So you don't have much wiggle room for if anything goes wrong with one of those guys. You know, and that's where I think the issue is. And I think Kareem can play safety, and I think that's what makes Kareem kind of awesome is he's the most versatile guy they've got because he can play that nickel. He could play outside if they had to have him. I mean, if A.J. Bouye wouldn't have stepped up last year, I assume that's where Kareem would have been. He would have had to be on the outside. And he can play safety. He could do a lot of things. I think that's what makes him so valuable. But I think he's best in that nickel corner spot, which, like I said, for the Texans, that's their base defense now, is five in the secondary, two linebackers, and four guys up front.
And then they try to get a lot of pressure with those four guys.
Yes.
And that also is another reason why I think you can and obviously, caller's a lot higher on Bouye than I was. I still will take one more year of a sure thing with Jonathan Joseph than a guy who came out of nowhere last year. And I want to see him do it again. And if he does, okay. But I get where he's coming from, where they don't move on from these guys. But I wouldn't move on from Cushing right now either. I think your linebacking core, you need a guy like that. He's overpaid for what he's given you now, but I don't know that you're going to find too much better. And somebody's asking about John Simon earlier. I'm not too worried about replacing him. I think you'll see McKinney play in pass rush situations more, which he's very good at. I want to see more of that. I'd like to see more of that in the first place. For Ines, do you guys ever make funny hand gestures having to listen to some of these lame callers, like putting a gun to your head or strangling yourself?
No.
Nah, we just
say it if we think it, we say it.
Yeah. All right, let's try Gary. What's up,
hey guys, sports.
Sports to you.
I just had a quick question. From what I can tell, and what I've seen so far in the off season, I don't understand how Bill O'Brien, the supposed quarterback whisperer, or the GM, deserves to even have their jobs. I mean, Bill O'Brien hasn't developed a quarterback. And, you know, for supposedly working with Brady and being, you know, the guy, you know, supposedly having success at Penn State. And I don't see what the GM has done to put anything around it. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I mean, it's a long story. I mean, but that's a story we get to pretty often. What's Rick Smith done? What's Bill O'Brien done?
And I think Rick Smith has been pretty average. He's hit on a lot of things.
He's had some ridiculously good hits, and he's had some absurd misses.
Yeah,
which at the end of the day kind of averages out. Bill O'Brien, I mean, I guess you could argue the guy. I mean, the guy's a playoff coach.
Well, they've gone 9-7 three straight years, all with erratic quarterback play. But then, do you blame the erratic quarterback play on him?
I don't know. I mean, for a guy who's supposed to be that guy.
I would say, because the problem with this team has been that the offense, especially last year, but really the offenses have been holding them back, and that's on him. And you went out and got Lamar Miller. You drafted a bunch of receivers. So far, hasn't really worked out for you. I suppose it wasn't Brady essentially already developed by the time O'Brien became his quarterback.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. He was.
He already had Super Bowls.
So you can't give him credit for that. And, all right, let's try Brian. One more here. What's up, Brian?
Hey, sports, guys.
Sports to you.
I had an interesting theory that,
interesting,
you know, it may sound a little far-fetched, but what if all of this is just Rick Smith mismanaging the salary cap, and that he is set aside too much money for Tony Romo and thinks that once he signs Romo, he's going to build around Romo. And that's why he let Bouye walk, because he figured, well, I'm going to pay Romo too much and I can't afford him, which I think Bouye should have gone anyways. But if he's sitting there holding out and is going to overpay Tony Romo, and then try and build around him afterwards, I mean, is that just going to look down the road and say that, you know, he came out and just messed up the salary cap again by overpaying and then not being able to build depth with, you know, a decent amount of money?
Yeah, I don't think that the Bouye decision had anything to do with Romo.
Yeah.
I think it came down to they didn't think Bouye was an elite shutdown corner, and he got elite shutdown corner money. So I think that's what it really came down to. I don't know what the management, what they've done wrong with cap management, but I don't know. I feel like Rick Smith understands the cap because we understand it. And if we understand it, I assume that guy
does. And what the other thing you can keep in mind here, they also have to at some point extend DeAndre Hopkins. And so you're going to need some money for that.
And you're probably going to have to overpay him.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to redo Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, at some point. And I also think now where you can get some more cap room, you could do a new deal for Dwayne Brown that would be – you know, more long term that would give him an you would save some room there. You can redo Jonathan Joseph's
contract.
But you
can't pay him like a left tackle anymore.
Well, I think you have to.
If you extend him past 2019, which is what he signed till, you can't assume he's going to be a left tackle in 2020.
But you just add a year on the end, and it's one that he's easily cuttable. Like if you cut him this year, there'd be no dead money. You just do the same kind of deal, and you pay him a little bit more up front in order to clear some more cap space for they've done this pretty well, and they've done it with a lot of players over the years. And you hear it's quiet. You hear about it in training camp that, Jonathan Joseph redid his deal. Andre Johnson redid his deal. That's the kind of thing they can easily do. And, you know, cutting Joseph this year, I mean, his cap number's only $6.9
million. You can't afford to cut him because you let everybody else walk away.
No, to the caller was talking about do that and sign Bouye. Joseph's cap hit is $7 million this year.
Yeah.
And you know, Bouye was going to go for twice that. So I don't have any problems with that. And I have a little faith in them and that they'll be able to redo some deals to clear a little extra space. But it all depends on, you know, at this point, there's not guys out there you'd go sign and say, oh, wow, this is a great addition. And if Sebastian Vollmer doesn't want to retire, you sign him, but how much are you going to pay him? And Romo, too, that's another one we haven't talked about. It depends on how much the Texans actually pay him, what kind of deal it is, as to whether or not I think it would be a good deal. If they try to pay him Brock Osweiler money with no guarantee, with a lot of guaranteed money over 3 years for a 37-year-old broken guy, I think that would be a bad deal. But we'll see. Hey, guys, are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. And with ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. And the thing is, if you're still trying to hire people the old way, it just doesn't work. You can find candidates in any city or industry nationwide with ZipRecruiter. Just post once and watch qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface.
Yeah, it really is easy to use, guys. And you don't want to deal with the calls to your office. You don't want to deal with emails. You don't have to do that with ZipRecruiter. You can quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used not only by Fortune 100 companies, but they're also used by thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time, try it for free, ZipRecruiter.com/play.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
All right, guys, got to tell you about My Computer Career. The years keep sliding by. It's already March. And if you're not in a career or a job you love, don't waste another day. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation, and get started on your new path to making more money. My Computer Career, the IT score, you can get trained to work in the high-demand field of IT and start your new life as an information technology pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. Even with no experience, you attend classes live, online, or on campus just twice a week to get the skills and certifications you'll need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. They've got a complete career change program that helps get you into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. What are you waiting for? My Computer Career, it's nationally accredited. Financial aid's available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
From
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Lance says, we, us gets me every time. Yeah, well. Brian says, will they overpay Romo and redo deals just to find depth and hurt the future cap? I don't think they will. They've really only gotten themselves in bad cap trouble one time that I can remember, and that was after they spent all the money for Joseph and Manning. Now, maybe the deals for Lamar Miller and the Osweiler deal will put them in that position. They've got room right now, and they've got room to go get Tony Romo, and they've got contracts that can be redone that aren't going to put them in too bad of a shape for the next couple of years. At some point, Brian Cushing is going to have to come off the books. And at some point, Jonathan Joseph will have to come off the books. But I think you're looking at a year or two on both. And you know, by then, you know, you'll have new guys to pay. And Drunk Bevo says, people seem pretty sure that Romo is coming. If he doesn't, then what a fail from the team to those fans. You know what, though? They'll still sell out. There'll still be 30,000 people on the waiting list to get Texans tickets. And most Texans fans will say, oh, I never wanted him anyway. That's a Cowboy guy.
Yeah.
Somebody says, I guess we should be calling Brady the quarterback coach whisperer instead. Yeah, he's made a lot of careers. Josh McDaniels got a head coaching job out of him, too. 979 says Romo's third all-time in QBR. Third all-time. Yeah, that's good, but it's never going to be good enough for... he never did it. He never won anything in Dallas.
Yeah.
I think the path here in this division, and if he's right, which is such a big if, and that's why you talk about how much is too much to pay for him, I'd be offering an incentive-laden deal that isn't punitive to me if I cut him next year at the end of the season. And I wouldn't be afraid to pay him, but I would certainly have significant bonuses for games played. So he plays 16 games, he gets paid like a 16-game quarterback.
That'd work.
And you still give him a pretty good deal, but I like the incentive into that. But he may not go for that. Broncos may just say, here, we'll give you $16 million a year. Okay. Let's try Jesse.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you, sir.
Me and a couple of my friends from work, we plan on leaving work a little early Thursday and getting a little drunk with you guys, so I'll see y'all there. My question is, James Harden came out and said he plans on not resting before the playoffs. Do y'all think that's a wise move, or do you think he should sit and get some rest before the playoffs start? I'll hang up and listen.
Let me start out by saying I won't be drinking in Beaumont.
Yeah, me either. Sorry.
I had to take a week off from booze, and I'm 2 days in now, which sucks, but that's reality.
Yeah, and that's an hour and a half drive that I'm not. I won't have any alcohol if I'm driving. So,
but Barry and Joel will do all the drinking.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, they'll drink with you.
Yeah, no problem. As far as Harden resting, I mean, I don't have a problem with Harden not resting if he doesn't need rest. You know, I'm a big believer in ask these guys, hey, do you need to sit out? And if they say yes, all right, sit out. If they're good to go, let them go. Unless you like see them sluggish out there, which, I mean, God, so often these guys play, you know, they'll play two games in 5 days total. I mean, occasionally you get the back-to-backs, but for the most part, there's plenty of time between these games for these guys to rest up, you know?
Yeah, what I would say is if you get to where there's two games left in the season and you're locked into the three seed,
sit out.
Sit him out.
Yeah.
Give him a couple extra days off, because especially the minutes load this guy has carried all year. I think that, if those games mean nothing, I'm a big believer in don't play your best guys. He turns an ankle in one of those meaningless games, you're out in the first round.
Yep.
So that would be the only reason to rest him, is just don't get him hurt, because you're going to need that guy when the playoffs start. And I think they're going to wind up being locked into that spot, and with about two or three games left probably. And if that's the case, I'm not playing any of my really important guys. I'm letting the bottom five on the roster go out there and play most nights. 713 7 8-3-2. I thought Harden rested well on defense anyway. Okay. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And maybe we can move on to some other topics. Hey,
I saw someone come out of the bathroom. I was going into the bathroom and saw someone come out. And I don't know this person, or I would call them out right now. But someone, first of all, there's just one other person in there. So maybe he was just peeing, which, again, I'm not excusing that if you pee and don't wash your hands. But he came out of a stall and just walked right by me and walked right out. Mm. I assume that he was pooping.
Was there a lingering smell?
I mean, our bathrooms are always kind of smelling.
Yeah, they have that constant stink.
I'm guessing you didn't see who it was.
I didn't recognize him.
I don't get, well, there's new faces around here that I don't know. There's some guy wandering around the halls today I've never seen before.
But so. If I see, I mean, I don't think he worked in our office, but you know how I am with people around our office. Like, there'll be people here. I'll be like, oh, hey, good to meet you. And he's like, I've worked here for 6 months, bro.
There's a new sales guy that took over for Tom. Tom's gone? Yeah, Tom's gone.
Well, there you go.
But I haven't met the guy yet, so it could have been him.
Is he like 6'9" or something?
I don't know. I haven't met him yet.
Okay. I haven't either.
But at this time, I don't think they're still around. The salespeople?
No, they're all out of here.
Yeah.
So it could be somebody in a different office. Or it could be somebody on SB Nation.
No, well, maybe it is. I don't know.
Could be Deportes. 832 says maybe he was just doing some drugs in the stall and he blew his cover by not washing.
I guess that's possible.
Oh, 713-780-ESPN. What is wrong with all these people with the world is flat crap all coming out with this stuff?
Well, there's a lot of stupid people out there.
My goodness.
But
because you've driven from L.A. to Florida and it's flat. Yeah, okay, you're right. The world's flat. What the? Seriously.
Yeah, I don't get that, but...
Are these guys just trolling, or do they really believe this?
Kyrie Irving was trolling.
Yeah, I thought he was. But then you've had people coming out and agreeing.
But there are people who I think are legit, they really believe that. And if that's the case, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, where are you getting this from? Who decided this was a good idea? Are we going back to completely back to the Stone Ages?
Yeah. Have you not noticed what's going on in our world the last year or two?
Okay. So stars are really what are stars? What is the sun? What is the moon?
Dead people in the sky.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's souls.
Okay. Souls floating across the universe. Wonderful.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I have to tell you about Saloon Door Brewing. If you want a place to go and watch the Rockets or the Astros once they get cranking, or any of the tournament games, and you're down in Webster, Saloon Door has you covered. SaloonDoorBrewing.com. They've got two great projector screens on the wall, and they're always playing sports. And, man, they're just awesome. And Wednesday night, they have trivia night, which that's always fun. That's a big night. Go in there and win some trivia. Thursday's Brews and Bites from 4 to 9, which has food pairings with beers and catering by Missy Meals. And, man, that food down there is amazing. We get to broadcast down there a lot. I love it down there. They have such a great collection of beer flavors. I mean, they've got everything you could possibly want, and they're also constantly creating and testing new seasonal flavors. There's just great people down there, Jason and Austin, Jeff and Josh. And that's what I love about Saloon Door, man. It is just a cool place with cool people doing cool things. Go down there and check them out. Very easy to find. 105 Magellan Circle, Suite A in Webster. That's less than a half mile behind Cinemark and Cheddar's off I-45 South. Great place to watch the games, enjoy your brews. Go visit them today, SaloonDoorBrewing.com.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
Well, that's Rodeo Houston. ZZ Top is performing tonight for just $18. You can see the best music, rodeo action, shopping, dining, and carnival fun. Buy your tickets today at RodeoHouston.com for ZZ Top. And if you've never seen ZZ Top and you're a Texan, Shane Bell for you. Hustletown with Craig Shelton and Angela Lawford, 7 o'clock tonight. 409 says, I bought my house last year from people who are members of the Flat Earth Society. They believe the Earth is flat and it's encapsulated in a dome and that the moon is a government-created illusion, like the world is a snow globe.
Well, you bought your house from stupid people.
Yeah, I hope you got a really good deal on that house, because if that's what they think, you probably took them. All right. Josh brings up a good point. Take a flight on a clear day and look out the window. You can see the curvature of the Earth. No, but that's a globe. It's all fake. I get some of the conspiracy theories out there. That one? Wow. Oh, real quickly before we get to the gym, a couple people were asking for my hockey pick. I'm scratching my main play, which was Montreal tonight. Carey Price isn't playing. They're doing a backup goalie. So they were -1.5 for +135, but I'm not willing to do that. Second of a back-to-back for the Red Wings. But without Carey Price, I'm probably not going to do it. The other game I kind of like a little bit, if you're just looking for some action tonight, San Jose +150 at Minnesota. The Wild have been – both teams are struggling really badly right now, but I think the Sharks are about to come out of it. So, +150. There you go. All right. There's some action for you. That's not going to be much. I may still play Montreal, but I feel less strongly about it with Montoya in goal. So, all right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
You know what I just realized with the gem of the day? You know how I put together a bunch of stories that we're going to talk about,
right,
that we never do?
Yeah.
This is the first one on the list that I've gotten to today.
We've been pretty sportsy today.
Yeah, we have. So this is sportsy, but it's also not. I'll just read the headline. I'm not even sure I need to go much farther than that. High school football coach suspended after putting his member in a hot dog bun and showing players.
Well,
a high school football coach in Spokane, Washington, has been suspended with pay while the school investigates complaints that he exposed himself to students at a leadership camp last summer. Jim Sharkey, head coach of Ferris High School.
If it's in a hot dog bun, is it really exposed?
Well, if you can see it, he allegedly put his penis in a hot dog bun, showed it to his players, and said, "You think that is a big dog? Take a look at this." The exposure was brought to light when a Ferris player came forward and said that Sharkey exposed himself while he was grilling. wonderful.
That's just uncalled
for. It's unnecessary. You know what he did? He saw that movie Bachelor Party when he was a kid. With Nick the, you've seen that movie, right? Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Is that the foot long? And then some.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah. Sharkey was also accused of drinking alcohol in front of players at the camp and calling a female student a puck slut or puck bunny because she was friends with hockey players who attended the school. He, of course, denies all of that. So, let this be a lesson. Don't do it. There's no reason to.
You mean don't put your dong in a hot dog bun and show it to random people? Or
to kids.
To kids?
At a leadership conference.
Not good leadership.
No, it's not.
You chose poorly.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
Yeah, 832. If the earth is flat, where is the edge of it? Checkmate.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, how come no one's ever driven off it?
Yeah. How can you call this some kind of a globe dome thing when you can't fall off it? It can't be flat. Let's squeeze in a call real quick. Ray, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Yeah. What's up, guys? Sports.
Sports to you.
Yeah. I was trying to know your thoughts on the Texans either drafting Mahomes or Kaiser in the first round. I'll hang up on this one.
Well, I hope they don't draft your homies.
Yeah.
I think he said Mahomes.
No, I think your homies, if they can play.
I don't know any of his homies. I don't know if they can play.
Yeah. Mahomes, to me, is not a first-round pick. And
Mahomes is a long-term project, man.
Yeah.
Long-term, in my opinion. And if he's not I'll be the first to admit I was wrong. I will say when I stood next to that guy, because he was on Radio Row, he's a lot less thick than I expected him to be. He's a lot less meaty. And that's a concern to me. Like everyone made it sound like he was this big, like Vince Young, like a, you know, like he had like a linebacker body or something. No, he looks like a basketball player. And he just, that offense, it's very difficult to transition out of. It really is to a pro style.
Yeah, I just flat out will not draft an air raid quarterback anymore. I just don't see any, it never works. And the, especially in the first round. Now that maybe in the third round, if he's still there, that's a long-term project. I might.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Hell, even the second round, because
yeah, I'm okay
like
with
you said,
second.
If it's a second round pick, it's not gonna hamstring you long term. But I wouldn't use a first round pick on him.
No, and who was the other one he asked about? Was it Kizer?
Yeah,
I think I've been on record as saying I don't think that guy's an NFL quarterback, and. Somebody's going to Christian Hackenberg him and draft him way too high, and then next year be wondering what the hell they did.
Yeah.
That's another one. If I'm wrong on him, okay. I do think there are some quality prospects. I don't think that there's any can't-miss guys who should go in the top five.
No.
Somebody will, as they do every year. But Sam will... Laughing, his he's LMAOing at the Nick the Bleep from Bachelor Party reference. When Tom Hanks won the Academy Award, I think it was for Philadelphia, I just wanted one person, one of the media there to ask him, you know, when he was all excited and just going nuts, does this mean there'll be no Bachelor Party 2? I just would have liked to have had somebody ask him that. He was a pretty good comedic actor early in his career.
Yeah.
He did the TV show, and that movie is still funny to me whenever I see it, whenever it comes on. All right, 713-780-ESPN. We only got one more hour to go, so we're going to take a very quick break, and we come back. We'll rock that last hour and keep the conversation going.
All right, guys, got to tell you one more time about Allied Outdoor Solutions. As the seasons change, you want to spend more time outdoor, but you don't want to do it on an ugly old patio or a grayed-out pool deck. Good news. The guys at Allied can help you out with that. They've got a carved stone overlay, which gives you the look and feel of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's trowel and hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. Twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. If you've currently got a blank slate in the backyard, no problem. Allied will build it from the ground up. If you want to do a functional concrete patio, or you want to go big boy and you want to do an outdoor kitchen and a patio cover, or you want to do a fire feature or a water feature, they do all of that. They can help you on residential and commercial projects. And they can help you save money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. They're an Angie's List Super Service Award winner. These guys are the best in the game. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.